Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Animation Addicts Podcast, episode 225, ranking the best animated musical opening songs. Welcome to the Animation Addicts Podcast with the Rotoscopers, the number one place to get your animation fix with animation addicts just like you. Each episode, we dive into the wonderful world of animation featuring Disney, DreamWorks, Pixar, and everything in between. From hilarious discussions and movie reviews to interviews with industry insiders, this show's mission is to brighten your day through our love of animation. So hop on your nerdy couch, grab some snacks, and get ready to hang out with your animation besties because it's time to dive into today's episode. Hey there, animation addicts. My name is Chelsea Robson.
And I'm Morgan Stradling.
And we are getting comfy on the comfy, nerdy couch today. Morgan, how have you been enjoying our nerdy couch discussions on all of the songs over the last
several? I love our musical series. This is so fun. I love musicals. I love Disney musicals. I love songs. And so it's been really fun to kind of go and take a stab at the different types of songs that we typically see in these animated films, right? We've talked about quite a few. We've talked about the villain song. We've talked about the filler song. There are some other ones. There's the classic I Want song. So we haven't done that yet. The love song and the exposition song, obviously. There's often a finale, the end credit song. Typically, this is an R&B remix of the love song. But today, we are exploring the exposition song or the opening number. Really, the one that kicks it off, gets us started, introduces you to the world. Some do it better than others. And so that's what we are going to be talking about today.
And I have rules. As you know, this is how I do things. But first, we want to let you know that this is the very last week that we are going to be doing our 2021 survey, where you're able to go in and fill out a little survey for us and be entered in to win a $50 Shop Disney gift card. So make sure to do that. Go to rotoscopers.com/2021survey. Fill it out. Leave us your email, and we wish you all the luck. All the luck.
Yes, we're going to keep it open for one more week. So it's going to be open until 10/18/2021. So you have a whole entire week from the time that this episode drops to finish that up. Give us 5 minutes of your time, and may the odds ever be in your favor.
Hey, $50 ain't bad.
All right, Chelsea, give us your rules.
All right, so yes, the exposition song. Rule number one is the songs have to have lyrics. I decided, at first I was thinking, oh, I'll just go in and do all of the opening songs. So whatever is the song that opens the whole show, we'll throw that into the mix. But that just seemed to be way too much. And most of the opening songs ended up being like opening credit songs, which didn't have words, or they didn't mm-hmm. really pertain to the story as much. And they didn't really follow the musical storyline that I would like to go along with. And so we're starting with that. They must have lyrics. Number two, they must set up the plot, a character, or a group of characters. It must be either sung by a character or a narrator, and must not be the only song that the character or narrator sings. So it's got to be a musical. And then also, it is not an opening credit song. And it is not the, quote, I want song, unquote. Mm.
Yes.
I had to put that in there because a lot of the songs that I noticed were the very first song was the I want song. And uh-huh. that is its own thing. So
yes.
We're keeping those out. So I was able to find 24 that met the criteria. So we're going to go through each one of these. And in the villain one, we actually like played the songs. We're not going to play them in this one, but you are going to get us singing. So Morgan and Chelsea sings.
Ah, classic episode. Get ready, everybody.
I think it's a lot easier for us to sing these ones, though, because they're way more known. Because they're the start.
Because we probably watched the beginnings and started, you know, a lot more times than we finished the movies, depending on the movie.
Yes.
So I'm going to take the first 12. Chelsea's going to take the second 12. So we're going to kick it off with Pinocchio. Now, the opening song for this one is When You Wish Upon a Star. That is sung by Jiminy Cricket. And I think this does a really great job of introducing at least the inciting action of the plot, where Geppetto is going to wish upon a star and then Pinocchio is born. But this isn't really super integral to the plot. It kicks it off, but not in a huge way. It's one of the most impactful. It has the longest legacy of all of these songs, I feel like, because it's just basically become the Disney anthem. So for that reason, I don't know. When we're ranking it, it's going to be hard to separate that, you know, the iconicness of this song and everything that it stands for from an opening number. Well, actually, it's not that hard. It's an okay opening number song, right?
I think so. I think it sets it up enough, and it's memorable, obviously. Everybody knows this song. So while I wouldn't put it up as in my top, I still definitely consider it as part of the list.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next one is from Sleeping Beauty. Really? There wasn't one from Cinderella?
No, because that was a credit song.
Cinderella... You're as something as a something. It's our old theme song, and I miss it every day. But we didn't get the copyright to play the song. So we had to let it go because we did not want to
get sued.
Get sued. Cinderella. Yep, that's how it goes. Okay, so Sleeping Beauty, hail to the Princess Aurora. This is a nice little ditty.
Hail to the queen. Hail to the princess.
Hail to the princess Aurora. Hail to the princess. Hail to. Okay, we'll stop. Yeah. We'll stop. Clearly, it has left its impact on us. I like this one. I think they clearly are saying the same thing over and over and over again. But I always liked the visual of this, of all the different people coming to the princess to kind of her ceremony, where she's not a coming out party, but
it's her birth.
Her birth, yes, a celebration of her birth. And there's little cute Philip there. If you were to say, okay, give me your top five Disney, you know, opening numbers, I wouldn't put this on my list.
No, I wouldn't.
That being said, no. But it's cool. It's cool to remember. And we clearly have not forgotten.
Right.
Okay, so the next song is from The Sword in the Stone. It's called The Legend of The Sword in the Stone / A Dark Age. I don't know what this is. Yeah, you know what? I never really grew up watching The Sword in the Stone very much. And so for that reason, this is just so forgettable for me. I just listened to it and I'm like, I kind of remember it, but I kind of don't.
Yeah, I mean, it tells the story of why there was sadness around because there was no king, and so there was going to be war around, and nobody knew what to do. But then, you know, the god gave them a gift of putting the sword in the stone, and this is all to song. Like he's singing this whole thing to song, and it's in a very old timey, like traveling singer type of a playing with his little guitar. Yeah, I wasn't a fan. I didn't think it was much, but it fit the criteria, which is why I left it in.
Yeah, it's fun to talk about and remember these things. So, fun one. Okay. Now, the next one, so good. This is from Robin Hood. Ooh, Dalali. Robin Hood and Little John, walking running through the forest. Yep.
So good.
I love it. I love it so much. I could sing all of this. I love how it introduces us to the characters. We have the opening, you know, the rooster who's singing this, and he kind of walks on screen. I think that's super cool. And then he just tells us the story about Robin Hood and Little John, and it introduces us into, you know, they're running away from bad guys. We're understanding what they're all about. Classic. I love this one.
I cannot go through these songs without thinking that this one is going to be high up on my list, because it is,
yeah,
it is so memorable to me. I know so many of the words. Oh, just so good. I love that movie. So that also adds so much to the fun spirit of the world.
Yep. It's a good one. The next one, from The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. We, you know, we are in the 70s now, and the song is Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, stuffy little fluffy, all stuffed with fluffies, Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. So it goes on and it talks about deep in the 100-acre wood, and it tells you about Christopher Robin and all of the characters. Mm-hmm. We're introduced to the gang before we get started. This one is classic.
Yes.
I love this song.
It's also sung by a nice choir. So it's very iconic of the era too.
Mm-hmm.
So you hear it and you know exactly the movie that it's in, and it definitely fits the time period.
Yes. The next one is from Oliver and Company. We are entering the 80s, and it is Why Should I Worry? Why Should I Care? We are in the 80s.
And so, a dime.
And so Billy Joel, right? Yeah, of course. So they're bringing in the big guns and he's singing it. And, you know,
I mean, yeah,
it's just, I just love how we see the evolution of the different songs through, you know, different styles through the eras.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's fun. I like this song. And, you know, we get to see Dodger and everything he's all about. He's got sunglasses. He's a cool guy. It's fun. It's definitely one that you don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up, we are still in the 80s, but, you know, I feel like this is like an honorable 90s film.
I'd
because
say so.
The Renaissance, I kind of consider to be like the 90s altogether. But so we have The Little Mermaid and Fathoms Below.
I think that
classic.
This is such a classic song. When you're listening to the whole soundtrack of The Little Mermaid, it's just there. Every song on that soundtrack is so good, even all
including
of,
the score.
Yes, especially the score too, because I can listen to that score and I know exactly what's happening. I've watched this movie
Same.
So many times.
Yes, like they're riding. Oh, he's jumping the horse over that ledge.
Yeah,
and he's doing this. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
So you've got, you know, this is where you have the Fathoms Below. You've got all of the crewmen coming in and singing about how, you know, you've got the mermaid down below. And I wouldn't say that this is like the best scene setter, but mm-hmm. as far as the whole score and everything about it, it's just like thumbs up.
Yes. Next, from Beauty and the Beast, we have Prologue. Now, is this a song?
It's not really a song. And that's one of the things that I wasn't quite sure of how to deal with. So you had a couple of these where it was talking over
music,
but it was also setting the exposition. And then the next song was followed almost directly by the I Want song. And so that's why I left it in there, because I mean, it's spoken word, I guess.
Yeah. I would not personally consider this to be a song.
Okay.
If I can't hum it, sing it, there's not a melody to it, I cut it.
Okay. So we can
cut
that.
As much as I like the prologue. So I'm sorry, Beauty and the Beast, but goodbye, narrator. All right, the next one. Oh, so good. I absolutely love this movie. If you don't know, it's my favorite movie. 3, 2, 1. What is it, everybody?
Aladdin. Or should we say Aladdin?
Yes. Ali. Jasmine, I tried to tell you. So Ali. Nope, that's not the song. This one is Arabian Nights.
Like
love,
Arabian
love, 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 love this
days.
Song. By Bruce Adler, not the genie, not Robin Williams singing this. It's a different guy. This one, I'm sorry. This is like, because this is my favorite movie, this is just such a good one. It kind of just sets the scene, obviously, of like the place that we are at. We don't necessarily learn anything about Aladdin per se, but just kind of the culture in this world and what to expect. And it's fun. I mean, the whole time we're really not seeing Aladdin at all. We're just seeing Agrabah and the peddler. But it just does a really great job of just getting you into the mood.
I agree. I definitely agree.
So the next one, we are still in the 90s, still at the height of the Renaissance. And this is The Lion King, Circle of Life. Just mic drop with this one.
Obviously, I do not know the correct words of this, but that is...
I guess that's how you know you are a true Disney fan, is if you know the actual lyrics.
Yeah, I have to say, so when we went to Disney World this last time when I was there, I went in and saw the celebration of the Lion King at Animal Kingdom, and they come in singing this song, and I honestly got emotional, and I'm just like, I don't know why I'm emotional, but this is just so beautiful.
It's because it is.
It's because it is.
Oh, it's great. It is so good. Just that opening note and just stanza, I guess, is epic, memorable. Everybody knows this song. Everyone tries to sing that first little part, right, even though they don't. And just the visuals that accompany it just are one of the best scenes in animation or movie in general. It's great. So
it really
that will
is.
Definitely be on my list. Okay, next up, the next one, which is on the list but not really on the list, is the opening song from A Goofy Movie, which unfortunately does not make the cut because this is an I Want song. Most people do not consider this to be the I Want song. It is an opening song. It's the first one, but it is Max's I Want song. It's everything we need to know about Max. So sorry, you did not make the list after today.
All right. So now we're going to be moving in and I will take over the reins, Morgan. For a lot of these movies, I actually had to go in and look at not just the soundtrack, but also go back to the movie itself and make sure that this song fell in the right spot of the film. And it was actually a lot easier than I thought it would be, just because, you know, when you have Disney Plus, you're able to go in and search for the right movie and watch the first little like 3 minutes and be like, okay, this is what it is. And I understand that most of the people who listen to us will probably already have Disney Plus, but in case that you don't, I wanted to let you know that you can get started by using our affiliate link. Go to rotoscopers.com/Disney+. We would really appreciate it if you did that. And you would also be more capable of watching all of the songs and all of the movies that these songs are in as we go through, because we're going to keep going back to many of these songs over and over throughout the next couple weeks when we're doing the rest of these songs. So once again, go to rotoscopers.com/Disney+ if you would like to join up with them. All right, Morgan. Now we are moving into Pocahontas, and we have the Virginia Company song.
That kind of sounds like Be Our Guest, Chelsea. What?
It's not, though.
No. 1500 students
sailed the open seas. Obviously, I don't like this.
Virginia Company.
I don't like this movie very much. And so it comes across in the fact that I can't sing all the words to the opening song. But that is the opening song. And when I went in and watched it, I was like, you know, this actually isn't a bad opening song. It does a great job of showing up who is, you know, part of the Virginia Company. It's got the words that kind of let everybody know what needs to happen, like what's happening. And then you're meeting all of the main characters from that side of the crew. So they did a good job with this one for what it is as an exposition song. Mm-hmm. It's not really going to make my list, but it's there. Okay, the next one is The bells of Notre Dame. I love this song.
Yes.
I love everything about the soundtrack. The soundtrack is so amazing and epic. And
we adore you, Stephen Schwartz.
Yes,
we adore you.
We do. All hail Stephen Schwartz for putting this together, because it was just
And
Ella Menken, yes. For putting this all together, because there was just nothing about this that I didn't love about the soundtrack. Just, and this was actually one of those movies that when I watched it as a kid, I never really appreciated it. And then when I watched it as an adult, I was blown away by the soundtrack. And a lot of it has to start off with like this first song, you know?
Yeah. No, it does a really great job of introducing a lot of characters. We get Frollo, we get Quasimodo, how initially they came to, you know, intersect in that big pivotal moment where he kills his mom. And the eyes of Notre Dame are watching, and the bells of Notre Dame, and it's really heavy in just a really good dramatic way.
Yeah.
They were just so ambitious with this movie, and
they're
just, we've talked about it, but man, it could have been better, but there were so many good things. They really were being dark, and they were being edgy, and this should have been, you know, a prolongation of the Renaissance, you know, kind of died with Pocahontas or started going downhill, but this was probably expected to be like a big, another Renaissance hit, you know, because of all the amazing songs and work, but alas.
I mean, to me, I still remember it because of these songs.
Absolutely. Oh, all of these songs are 100% memorable.
All right, the next one on our list is Hercules, as we start out, long ago, I was in the world of the Greece. Like, I just, this song, this is, we'll take it from here, friend. You go, girl. Boom, boom, ba-da-dum. We are the muses, goddess of the art, and proclaimers of heroes. Heroes like Hercules. Woohoo, I'd like to make some sweet music. Our story actually begins.
Yes, keep going, keep going.
Long before Hercules.
Honey, you mean Hercules.
This song, I'm sure you can tell, is going to be up on my list high. So
yes.
And then we're moving into Mulan, which is You'll Bring Honor to Us All.
Oh, it's so good.
This is such a good song. And it doesn't seem like it. It does take a couple minutes to get into the song itself before they start singing, because they do start out the movie with more of just like the edgies, like, just like, oh, dark sound, the dark score coming in, because we got the Huns coming in. And but then once it comes to Mulan, it's just like, oh, little brother. Like, everything after little brother is great. I mean, all of it is great, but once that comes in and you start actually singing the song, it's like, it would have been warm if you would have been here early. Oh, so good.
It's freezing. It's so good. I love it.
I love it too. Okay, next one is Tarzan. Two worlds, one family. Trust your heart. Let fate decide. Let guide you to time. I don't know the words, but I liked this song. I always loved watching Tarzan's real parents come in and try to, you know, they're shipwrecked and now they have to build their tree house, and just the whole story that falls right below it, or that falls around it, is really cool. And I think it sets up the movie really well. And it's a very, of the songs, it's probably the most memorable for me. I mean, there's a couple songs that are pretty memorable, but this one I think is at the top of my list of the memorable.
Yeah, it's interesting. When you mention this, I see the problem with some of these Phil Collins songs from Tarzan is they're kind of just all like interchangeable. There are some that obviously relate to specific points in time and things that are happening with the plot, but this one, Two Worlds, I don't think I initially, if you would have said what's the opening number in Tarzan, I would have been able to point it out.
And I noticed that too with a lot of his songs, because it's just kind of, and that's why
the
a
same.
Lot of, yeah, it's kind of the same. And there's a lot of movies that I totally cut out because it was not necessarily written for the script. And these are songs that could go into any movie or to any song anywhere. And so it doesn't fit my, you know, the rules of being made for this movie, you know? But because he writes in such a way that it makes it kind of feel like it kind of seems like it doesn't have a, there's a phrase called Mickey Mousing, you know, that obviously Disney coined, just because it shows, the sound shows the movement and ties up with the movement more. But I feel like he doesn't do that at all. And so it doesn't really, like, there's no real movement in the picture that connects the songs as well, unless you're doing Trash in the Camp.
Right.
So next one, speaking of songs that could be going for anything, is Brother Bear soundtrack. And it's actually, I had to go in and rewatch the movie, not the whole movie, heavens no. But I went and watched like the first 5 minutes to figure out, okay, what is the actual first song? And I decided it was the second song on the OST, which is Great Spirits. But I can't sing it to you. I have no recollection of how this song really goes. I could play it right now, but I don't really want to, because I know that it's not really gonna matter
at the end of the day, because it's Brother Bear. Right. Moving on.
However, even though I dislike the movie, this next movie, a lot, I love the soundtrack for this movie, and it's just because it's me, but that's fine. And it's You Ain't Home on the Range. I thought that this song was really great at starting it all out, and it's the soundtrack itself is just fun. It's like, it's just got a fun groove, and I can sit around and listen to it. So
I
can dig it. All right. So now it's kind of a throwback. Is our next one is the Winnie the Pooh from 2011. And it's the same song as what we have before, but this one is sung by Zooey Deschanel, which I'm all here for. I love her voice. It's just like gravelly, but it's not like, I don't know. I just love her voice. So that's why I like that song with her. And then the next one is from Princess and the Frog. And this one is also the prologue. I wasn't sure if it would be this song.
It counts. I can sing you part of this song. Do 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 down in New Orleans. Do 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 do. Yes, that counts.
Okay. Sounds good.
Is it the most memorable ever? No, but I'm definitely including it on the list.
Okay. So what do you think about... Okay, so Tangled OST has the prologue, and most of it is talk, but then there is the point where they go in and Mother Gothel sings her song to the flower. So I kind of counted that just for the fact that it had singing in it, and it sets up the plot, does all the things, but it's not as memorable as what the I Want song, of that movie is, which is very next song. But it's still there.
Okay.
And then next we have the Frozen Heart from Frozen, which I had to go in and rewatch this one because we were deciding whether or not this one should be a filler song or not. But this actually is an opening song.
Yes, for sure.
Because that's actually the opening credit song.
Yes.
And then this song, The Frozen Heart, Beware the Frozen Heart. That one is, I know you love my singing voice on that one. that one is the actual opening. Yeah. Doesn't mean it's a good one. That doesn't matter. We're just listing them at this point.
Okay.
And then we have from Moana, we have Where You Are. This is a song where her dad comes and tells her basically stay on the shore, don't go out to the ocean, and here, look at all of the townsfolk, you know. So it works. It's got a fun beat to it. It's not super memorable as compared to some of the others on our list, but it works with with the criteria. And then the very last song we have that works with the criteria is All Is Found from Frozen.
Where the north wind meets the sea, there's a river in my memory. There we go.
Come, my darling, safe and sound. Da, 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 da. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
the lullaby.
Yes, the lullaby. I don't find this to be the best opening song, but it did what it needed to do.
It does the job.
Does the job. And that is our list. So now, Morgan, I did want to do an honorable mention as an opening is the Emperor's New Groove opening. Dun, 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 dun. Cusco. The reason why this is not on the list as a real opening is because this is the only song with a narrator or character singing. And so therefore, I don't consider the movie a musical. Even though it would have been. And Sting, I'm sorry, you have been cut once again.
Oh, man. Sting, it hurts. It stings.
It stings. It hurts.
That's so funny. Okay, so shall I give you my list?
I would love to hear your list,
The top 10 opening numbers. So, number 10, Frozen Heart. I've listened to that soundtrack so many times at this point. It's just... it's iconic to me at this point, or it's definitely very memorable. Mm-hmm. Number 9, Where You Are from Moana. Number 8, Two Worlds from Tarzan. Number 7, Fathoms Below. Oh, hold on. My numbering got off. I got to start this over. Frozen Heart, you didn't make the list.
Oh.
Okay. Let's try this again. Number 10, Where You Are from Moana. Number 9, Two Worlds, One Family. Number 8, Fathoms Below. Number 7, Winnie the Pooh. Number 6, Arabian Nights. Number 5, Long Ago from Hercules. Number 4, Honor to Us All. Number 3, Oodalali. Number 2, The Bells of Notre Dame. And number 1, you guessed it, The Circle of Life.
So good. So good. Okay. Here is my top 10. Number 10, we have Tarzan, Two Worlds, One Family. And then number 9, because You Ain't Home on the Range, because it's me.
Oh, wow.
And I like it, okay?
I love it. Home, home, home on the range. Home, home, home on the range.
It's fun. Okay. Number 8. Oliver and Company, Why Should I Worry? Why Should I Care? I may not have a dime, but I got street smarts now, baby. Everything goes, everything fits. A da 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 da, and a dollar at the rich. Great nice. Times. Okay, and then number 7 is Winnie the Pooh with Zooey Deschanel. And then number 6 is Honor to Us All, Mulan. Number 5, Oodalali, Robin Hood. Number 4, Arabian Nights. Number 3, The Bells of Notre Dame. Number 2, Long Ago. And yes. Number 1, Circle of Life.
Nice. Okay, so we definitely, more or less, our top 10s are kind of the same with just a few here and there that are swapped out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on the same page. I like it. I like it a lot. Obviously, with Circle of Life being the top number one best overall. There's no question.
There
it is the king.
Yeah.
Cool. So let us know what your top favorite animated opening numbers are. Again, that is such a mouthful. Best animated musical opening songs or exposition songs. Take your pick. So let us know. Go to rotoscopers.com/225. You can also go to the Instagram post for this episode and let us know there. We love hearing from you. Of course, if you are listening to this episode and you want to share it, take a screenshot, share it to your Instagram post. Be sure to tag us and we will reshare it. This has been really fun. So our next Nerdy Couch discussion is, I'm imagining, going to be a long, you know, this is like back in the day when we did our like mice and dogs series or our cat series or our horses. This is our musical series and it's loving it and having a fun time going through all of these songs again. So what's our next one going to be?
We're going to do the best love song next time.
Okay. I have a feeling the I Want song is going to be the last one. Am I right?
It is, yes.
You're saving it for the end. Okay,
cool.
So the best love song.
Those are the best songs. The I Want song is always the best song.
Yes,
the love song also is up there, though. And then followed by that is going to be the best in credit remix of the of the love song. And then, yes, the best I Want song. And then
I already know what my number one is for that one.
I know.
There's no question.
We shall see.
What's the best R&B remix? Yeah.
And then after that, we're going to do the best of the rest, our favorite non-Disney animated musicals, which I'm very excited about that one. And I am hoping to get an interview with somebody very cool in order to talk about the rest of these things. So we shall, if I don't end up getting it, then it's fine. But
just pretend you didn't hear this.
Pretend you didn't hear this. But yeah, I mean, it's on my list of things to do, of getting a very cool interview about this. So best love songs coming up.
All right, that's all we have for today. Until next time, we are the Rotoscopers. We're going through our song series.
I like the song series,
which is cool.
But that's,
I love it. So
normal.
That's you. You like songs.
Are you not a fan?
No, of course. I mean, yeah, this is great. This is fun. The finale, often the R&B remix, aka the R&B remix of the love song. Yep. Okay. What is this officially called? Exposition songs? We can't call it opening songs?
You can call it opening songs, but...
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of an easier title, but in the thing we'll call it that. Okay.
It's a really long title. I mean, it's a lot to discuss what we're actually doing here, but...
You've been listening to the Animation Addicts podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and be sure to leave us a 5-star review. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to help spread the word, be sure to share the podcast with your friends on social media. Just don't forget to tag us at Rotoscopers on Instagram and use the hashtag AnimationAddicts. For all the links and full show notes for this episode, go to rotoscopers.com/podcast. Now, if you still can't get enough for your animation fix, be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube and visit rotoscopers.com for more animation news, reviews, and interviews. Thanks for listening.